7.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. You can also reach us via Skype. Username there for you to connect to, lrn.fm. Once again, username lrn.fm on Skype. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
For those of you just tuning in, we spent the first hour of the show, or I spent a good portion of it, recapping some of my experience at this military funeral that I attended, which was a real stark reminder of the serious case of icon worship that people suffer from in this country. And, you know, I said the pledge just like everybody else going to government school, but apparently that doesn't happen in too many other countries around the world, like a pledge to a flag.
As I understand it, the United States is the only country that has a Pledge of Allegiance, or, you know, really anything that's even very similar to it. I think
there are national anthems and things like that.
National anthems are very common, but
They serve the same purpose, to swell in one's heart a feeling of patriotism and nationalism.
They don't have, that statement where, you know, in the United States, you pledge allegiance. Allegiance to the flag.
True. Most national anthems are just singing about the greatness of their state and their country, which, of course, you know, all a state is just a collection of people who, men and women, who are probably strangers to you, that have deemed themselves important enough to be able to tell you how to live your life. And if you don't do what they say, then they might throw you in a cage or possibly kill you. As a result of your disobedience. So I can't say I'm a fan of any flag or any national anthem or any state, for that matter. And I was pretty uncomfortable at this particular military funeral as this flag was being folded and unfolded and breathed heavily upon and swiped and wiped and touched and caressed. And it was just creepy to me. But let's go back to Tom. He's listening in Tampa. Tom, you barely had a chance to get any thoughts out here before we had to jump into the news. So please go ahead and share what your intentions were.
Well, I mean, I guess what I was going to say is it's not only this deference for the flag, and, you know, this is going to be very unpopular, but I have a feeling I'm not alone. All of this deference for the military in general, I think America, including civilians and active duty military, need a wake-up check. This concession that these people have somehow or other sacrificed something for our freedom is wrong. I mean, I'd like to believe it, or maybe I wouldn't, but it just isn't true. There is no cause and effect relationship between any of the wars the United States has fought, at least since World War II, and what relative freedom we have left. Or to put it another way, we would not be less free today if our government hadn't invaded Korea. And there is absolutely no reasonable way that somebody could make an argument that we would be less free.
I could make the reverse argument. I could make the argument that we would have more freedom had the government not had this warmongering military going around the world killing people, because then they wouldn't have needed to have the huge budget that was, you know, backing that military, and so therefore perhaps taxes would not have been increased as much as they have been.
And prosperity would have increased as a result.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I agree, and I would say that for every war. In fact, after Vietnam, there was a huge decrease in military spending. You know, the last time we ever did that. But, you know, I guess wherever I go, I mean, I got on a plane last night after a very long week in three different cities, running around trying to pay all these taxes. And, you know, they make the announcement, if you're in a military uniform, you're welcome to board right now. And I yelled out, what if you're in a taxpayer uniform? Can I get on the plane now?
Wow.
You know, and
did you get some nasty looks?
I bet you did.
No, I actually got a few smiles.
Nice.
And the lady there just ignored me. That's why I say, I think that people are starting to, you know, I think that, I don't think I'm alone here, but it's very unpopular to say, I'm sorry, you guys need a wake-up check. You are not defending our. We're born with our freedom. And, of course, if the United States was actually attacked by somebody, then maybe you could make a case that you're fighting to defend that freedom.
I don't think we're born with our freedom. I don't think there's any evidence for that statement. I think that you're born with the inalienable desire for freedom, and that that can be mitigated or fostered throughout time. But I don't think you've got any evidence that anybody's been born free in the United States or most places around the world in many centuries.
I'm sorry, I should say I'm born with the right to freedom, not with the condition of freedom.
Tom, I like your perspective, man. I appreciate the call and the thoughts tonight. Thanks for making the call. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Trish in North Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Trish.
Hi, hi, Mark. Ian, that was a really powerful reflection of the handling of the flag at military funeral. And it was so powerful to me. I have a lot of the same feelings at this stage. And when you were saying it, I was thinking if only the powers that be had that same reverence, respect, care for the individual instead of this symbol. And because you see these, well, I do, with young kids and friends of mine come home, and I just see these broken people in mind, body, and spirit that maybe did sign up for something ideal, but they come home and they're broken. And I can't look at the American flag and feel anything but even a little bit more than distaste.
Great point. Who doesn't come back broken from military?
A friend of mine is a chaplain, and he worked at a Catholic hospital for many, many years. And he'd said on more than one occasion he'd have vets, you know, that just were disgusted by all the displays of flags of the reverent public. That he had a World War II vet that every time they'd put a flag for Veterans Day or whatever it was over his room, this was a man dying, he would do what he could to get out of his bed, tear the flag down, throw it in the garbage, and told him not to put it over his room. Now, I don't know what this man's, I don't know what it was that this guy was trying to get across. This is just the story as it was told to me, and I absolutely believe this chaplain when he tells this story.
Well, I was probably trying to get across that he went in with this ideal of thinking he was actually defending, which I think that our military is really offensive. I think having over 700 military bases around the world is pretty offensive. And I think that I hope at least in my children's lifetime, any kind of protection that if we're still a nation or if we are just individual states, hope it's privatized. Because I think it'll work better, will be consensual.
I think you got to be careful with that, Trish. The word privatization has baggage attached to it, and the baggage, I think, has to do with the fact that in a lot of instances when the state has privatized one of its functions, it really has done nothing more than handed it over, its monopoly control, over to a corporation, a politically chosen corporation that it then assumes all of the responsibilities and restrictions that would have applied to the government bureaucracy running the program previously. I'd rather see it. I like the term marketized. I'd rather see it just allowed to be provided by the marketplace, and that would mean whatever it is that the people in the market say it means. If that means, you know, a big monolithic force that spreads across from coast to coast, or if it means 50 or 1,000 different companies or organizations or militias or whatever that are providing defense and protection services in different ways. I think that privatization does have that kind of corporate baggage attached to it, and I wouldn't use that term, but I do appreciate your call.
Thank you. I definitely misspoke. I would have said free market.
Very good.
I was just thinking... Definitely
Trish,
not.
I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks for the call at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Anthony. He's listening in West Virginia, in Huntington, to WVTS. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Just great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm young. I'm only 21, so I was never born with the true freedom to begin with, but if anyone was.
There's nobody who's 81 that was either. Go ahead.
Exactly. But if you look up the term bully, it's use of force or coercion to abuse or intimidate others. And connecting that to our government, we start wars we know that we'll win, whether it's 9/11 or all the way back to Pearl Harbor, whatever the case may be, which kind of gives us this falsification of freedom that's symbolized through the flag.
Well, hold on. I agree with you that the definition of a bully absolutely fits government. I mean, any government around the world fits that description that you just gave. But I don't know if the U.S. starts wars, they know they'll win. I don't think you can argue that they won in Vietnam, but we can come back with more here. You might even not be able to argue that they won in Afghanistan. More in moments here, but if you want to continue your comments, stick with us, Anthony. We'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, by all indicators, they should win because they've got more money and more equipment, more bombs, but they're on those guys' home turf. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Actually protecting your freedom? don't know if I agree that it is. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line, because the government isn't protecting your freedom. They're taking your freedom from you year after year. More taxes, more regulations are piled upon you, and the military is a branch of the government, and the military does whatever it is that the politicians instruct them to do. It's very rare that you'll see someone in the military buck the system, like, say, Bradley Manning, who did actually stand up against the behemoth, the Leviathan that is the state, and spoke out and you know, well, he didn't purposefully do that. He revealed...
He ended up speaking out.
Right. He ended up speaking out, but he tried to simply reveal the truth about the military, or at least some of the things, some of the truth about the military, secretly, ended up getting caught for it, and is now now facing 20 years in prison on some charges that he pled guilty to this week. He will still be facing a dozen charges this summer during a trial. So who knows how much time he's actually looking at if found guilty of more of these charges.
It's reasonable we could say his life.
But it's very rare that you'll see somebody like a Bradley Manning, because the system is really ensconced and people are made wealthy from that system. And otherwise, those who might love the ideas of freedom and who would be willing to do something are intimidated by the fact that they might end up like a Bradley Manning. They might end up either dead or in a prison cell for the rest of their lives, and they just feel like, in a lot of cases, it's better to go along to get along because, hey, they got family to take care of, and why put anything on the line?
I kind of feel like it's a cruel joke, the oath that military members take, that they will defend the Constitution against enemies foreign and domestic. Because, you know, what's the evidence of them defending the nation against enemies domestic? I mean,
when was the last time that happened?
Right. When did that happen, and when are they going to do it? I mean,
when's the last time the military took into custody a politician? I don't know about you, but they're the enemy to me. That's who it is to me.
Yeah. And you know, what it says to me is that really what it says is that the military can be turned on the citizenry and used against them if they become too, they disagree too much.
Yeah, and that's not speculation. They've done that.
The Confederate states would be, depending on how you look at the war, would be whether or not it was a domestic or a foreign war. That could be pointed at in that circumstance. So if they're used against enemies domestic, then the enemies domestic would be enemies that disagree with the politicians. I mean, sadly, the military has, and that's what they're taught to be, and that's what, that's what they reward, and that's what they want from their employees, is loyalty, following orders, doing what you're told, not deciding what is constitutional and not constitutional, and standing up for those things that they consider to be right.
Let's bring Anthony back here, but first want to make sure you know about the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org, learn about a movement that actually can make a difference, that is making a difference for people who love liberty, that is. If you are somebody who loves freedom, and there are plenty of people who've been in the military that love the ideas of liberty, they just realized, too late that the military wasn't helping propagate them. But you can join the Free State Project and move with thousands of other like-minded people that understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, and that freedom's all about your right to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else in the process. Go to freestateproject.org. You can get signed up there and join the over 1,000 people who are already here as part of the Free State Project in New Hampshire, because the idea is to concentrate a core group of activists in the same geographic region, and we've got almost 14,000 people that have signed up for this project. We want to reach 20,000, so we're over two-thirds of the way there, and you can help us. Go to freestateproject.org to get on board as we go back to Anthony, listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Go ahead with your thoughts, Anthony.
Okay. Like you said before the commercial, you wouldn't agree that we've won, but I wouldn't say that we've really lost either. I mean, the government, they stall as long as possible to get as much money out of us as possible. And, I think that the biggest opponents that they have are, the people that they govern. So,
right. Anthony, I agree with you. The people that fought the Korean War and, frankly, the Afghan War won, because those people are the military-industrial complex. And what they wanted is they want things that go boom to go boom so that they can build more things that go boom. That the purpose of the war isn't freedom. It's not justice. It's not any of these higher concepts that in fact, you know, that the lives, minds, and bodies of the people that are going out there and fighting for these wars, that they are inconsequential to the politicians and the people for whom they work.
So you're saying the state won these wars, Vietnam and Afghanistan. The state won, but the individuals who fought the war are the, you know, they're the ones that that took the brunt of it. They're the ones that lost.
That's right.
Anthony?
And I totally agree. I just think that, you know, they do enough to make it seem like they're doing something and to keep us happy enough just to control us. I mean, and as far as with the flag, you know, folding it and having ceremonies and all that precision is almost like a subliminal message of how easy it is to trick us into thinking that we do have freedom.
Good call tonight, Anthony. I appreciate your call and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. Let's continue. Lenny's in Battle Creek listening to WBCK on the FM band. Hey, Lenny.
Yeah, good evening. See, I was going to ask you guys a question, I guess. I probably already know the answer, but if the flag, and I want to make a comment after that before you answer. If the flag stood for, you know, if the flag really represented the ostensible reasons, the ostensible principles of the United States, you know, personal freedom and representative government, truly democratic government, I'm asking if you would be so, you know, offended by the quote unquote worship of it. And I do want to say that, you know, I believe what's happened, it's not the politicians, but it's who controls them. It's not the people. It could be, but it's not. And I do believe we have an oligarchy of some, I don't know, pick a number, 10,000, 20,000 people that have hollowed out the economic well-being and potential happiness of our nation. I mean, I'm still a nationalist. You know, I still believe in the United States, but it's, because it is still an us and them world, but it is no longer being capable for the United States people that live here to be successful.
So, okay, so first I'll answer your question. If, likely I would have never come to the conclusion that, you know, never come to the point in my life that I was, you know, anyway had any kind of distaste for the flag worship that goes on if the flag stood for the principles that I'm told that it was stood for. Now, I tend to believe that a representative democracy can, in fact, never stand for personal freedom because at that point, 51% of the people can tell 49% of the people how they're going to live. But if it, you know, if it actually stood for, you know, rights, like the rights in the Bill of Rights, as we were told, I would be all for that. But, you know, in the us and them world comment that you made, and I think that this is important, is that the military, and I'm not talking about military men and women because they don't set the policy. They just go and do it, and they do it for low pay. That those people actually make it possible for the us and them paradigm to exist. I mean, how would you feel right now if you were living in the Middle East about the United States?
Really bad.
Lenny, thank you, man. I appreciate your call and thoughts tonight here at 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, a live Saturday edition of the program. We're back at our Keene, New Hampshire studios, the LRN.FM studios. You can connect with us via the toll-free line, 855, or rather 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Grab archives. We got a lot of them. You just click and download. They're yours. And they go all the way back to late 2006, all totally free. Go to freetalklive.com to get them. And also, you can get them through SoundCloud as well. If you go to freetalklive.com, look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share. You'll find our link to SoundCloud there. You can click that or just type in soundcloud.freetalklive.com. It'll take you to our SoundCloud page where you'll be able to download Free Talk Live episodes as well as other bonus episodes of other things like the Edgington Post, which is your interview series, Mark, and I presume you'll be doing another one soon now that we're back in the studio.
Yeah, I've got to set one up. We've been away for like 2 weeks.
We've been on the road for a week and a half here.
Yeah, so whoever got the last Edgington Post really got a great deal.
Yeah, so anyway, go to freetalklive.com, download, enjoy. It's all completely free.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, maybe you're some kind of outdoor enthusiast, that kind of thing, ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to go to get the name brands at rock bottom prices. They've got, whether you're looking for ammunition, so many people are right now, or rifle accessories, or you know, maybe knives or binoculars, tents, the equipment to cook your food out when you're camping, or boating equipment, fish finders, things like that. ManVentureOutpost.com has that equipment, and they have it at some of the lowest prices you're going to be able to find on the Internet. I have never found a price that was lower than ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and like I said, rock-bottom prices. You can go check for yourself. It's ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, let's continue. You bring up whatever's on your mind, and we go to Dave listening in Eureka to KGOE on the West Coast. Hey, Dave.
Well, guys, I'll stay with your topic. I think it's a good one, and I appreciate the way you're handling this as usual. I believe there was a time when we could, without being quite so naive, you know, pledge our allegiance and stand behind a flag truly believing that it represented right and truth and good, that we were bringing to the rest of the world everything that was, I guess, holy. But I think most of us now, the hard way, have learned a different lesson. I think those of us active with Vets for Peace and all, we've come to know that we live in a country that gets us into wars for profit. We live in a country that rigs elections. We live in a country that finds, but doesn't act in the best interest of the people. It rips off our environment. It rips off our treasury. And we have to ask the question now, honestly, do I want to get behind that flag and put my hand on my heart, salute, and wherever it takes me, I'm going to go? I don't think so. Not anymore. I think
no, definitely not.
We have a burden to hold those folks accountable and make them, if they want us to have a pride in that flag, they better behave in a manner that justifies it.
So, Dave, I have felt like you have felt in the past, and but I, you know, I've come to this conclusion that I don't entirely agree. Now, you have come sort of from the left, where you've called many times. I have a general idea where you're coming from. I have come generally from the right, and you know, the conclusion I've come to is that this idea that at one point the military, you know, represent and the flag represented these very good things, and I have yet to find that point. I read General Smedley Butler, who's a Quaker like I am, and when his line here that he spent 33 years and, you know, of course got those nearly, should have been 3 medals of honor, fighting for big business and Wall Street bankers, you know, it just sounds like what they're doing today, from my point of view. And this is, he said, in the 30s. When I think about in the 30s, FDR was and his administration was planning an invasion of Canada. I mean, you know,
the IRS was formed in 1913. And before that, Abraham Lincoln was certainly no fan of freedom.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln just suspended habeas corpus, threw you know, reporters in jail for disagreeing. You know, there's just I just don't know when this time was. That, and before that,
it's
of course, you
mythology.
Have slavery.
It's all mythology. And it's all designed to paper over the realities, what we're talking about, the real history of violence against innocent people that is the bread and butter of the state. And I don't think they can win me back, Dave. There's nothing that politicians can say or do or act that
would
win me back.
They could act to win me back, but I just don't think they will.
There's nothing they could do.
Words are probably not going to cut it with either of us. it's interesting that you are right. You do come here to this point from the right, and I come to this point from the left, but I think we're both damn near right on the same mark. We're no longer simply swearing allegiance to people that wave the flag and say, follow us, we'll do all your thinking for you. That ain't about to happen, not for you and not for me.
Indeed. I appreciate it, Dave. Thanks for the call and thoughts, as always, at 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here. We've got Rico on Skype. Rico, you're on Free Talk Live, and you're calling from Canada.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Rico.
Sounds good.
Great. It was nice hearing. I'm glad you guys didn't invade us. You know?
I was never considering it, just so you know.
Yeah, I know. You're generals.
If the United States would have invaded Canada, you would just be swearing allegiance to the flag.
Correct. But instead, I'm pledging allegiance to Her Majesty the Queen.
So tell me about this. What is it like in a Canadian school in the morning? I mean, you guys don't say prayers, I can't imagine. What do you guys do in the morning in order to indoctrinate the kids?
Well, I went to a French school, so it wasn't like the French people have always been a bit rebellious.
Yeah, they're pretty grumpy about the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So we occasionally we would have like our national anthem playing, and we'd have to stand up and you know, look all cute and everything. But it's not something that it's brought regularly. Like it's not something that's common to have like a this pledge. But I went once to there was a citizenship program, mm-hmm. and my school was a local community organization, and I went to Ottawa, our capital, and we had to do this pledge to go there. And I remember standing in the crowd, and they were saying, "Repeat after me, I swear or affirmed I'll be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty the Queen," blah, blah, blah. And I just couldn't say the words. I wasn't a libertarian at that time, but I just couldn't say the word, because I think it's wrong. It's wrong to pledge allegiance to anyone forcefully in order to be a Canadian citizen and enjoy everything that comes with that.
Yeah, so they do have the Canadian Oath of Allegiance. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, correct.
I state your name, do swear that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, Queen of Canada, her heirs and successors, correct. So help me God. So there you go, Mark, they do have.
But how often do you say this?
It's rare. It's rare. But I remember discussing that with my peers in my classes, and they were all like, "Oh, well, it's just a ceremonial thing. It's just like, if we'd like to break up with the Queen, we could," and blah blah blah. But I mean, it's still a law. It's still part of being Canadian, and people just don't think about that. I think people just don't think how serious those words are.
I appreciate you bringing that to the forefront. Anything else you want to share tonight, Rico?
That's about it. I would just like to point out there's been a recent Supreme Court case decision 5 days ago in Canada. Mm-hmm. There was a guy that was spreading pamphlets about it was insulting, and I think it was stupid from his part, saying how certain behaviors from homosexuals was wrong and was sinful and everything. But the Supreme Court decided that he had to pay a couple because they felt offended by it.
Oh,
and
wow.
That it was in Alberta, I think, and that he was they ruled that it was a hate speech, basically.
Yeah, that's one of the areas where Canada has really not been near, I guess, the level of the United States as far as protecting speech. I don't agree with that guy's speech. I don't agree with it at all, but I think the best antidote for speech you don't like is more speech, and that's one of the areas where Canada has definitely not been very good at protecting freedom.
We should have invaded them!
Hey, thanks for...
No!
Thanks, Rico. Appreciate the call. 855 453. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're back in the regular studios with our usual toll-free line. All week long, we've been in Florida for various different family occasions. And now we're back here. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live here at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-FREE. And don't forget, if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you like the fact that there's actually a show on nationally syndicated radio talking about the ideas of liberty, because that's just not the case for the rest of the nationally syndicated talk radio world. If you like that, and you want to help us get on more talk radio stations across the country, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send us $5 a month via any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And you can do it over at amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get perks to sweeten the deal, like access to the AMP-only archives, the AMP-only podcast, I guess I should say, the AMP-only forum as well. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. We would really appreciate it.
Every loan payment is made up of principal payments and interest payments. If you've had a loan, you likely understand this information. But what you don't get is that, well, you know, the 30-year fixed that we're all told is the best loan that you can get. Well, it may not be. And here's one of the reasons why. When you start paying your 30-year fixed payment, you know that the interest is front-loaded on the loan. Only 35% of your payment is actually going to reduce your principal. It takes 10.5 years. 10.5 years just to get to 50-50 on a 30-year fixed-rate loan. On a 20-year fixed-rate loan, you basically start out at 50-50. It takes 4 months for it actually. It starts out at 49.6. It takes 4 months to get to 50-50. On a 15-year, you're actually starting out ahead of the game. At 59% of the first payment is going to principal reduction. And it just gets better from there. The Mortgage Minute guy is one of the big names in sort of the national mortgage industry. And he has experts that are waiting to help you. in the area of getting a home loan, whether you're refiing or getting a new loan, MortgageMinuteGuy.com and his professionals are going to be your best resource. You should, at the very least, if you're looking at doing this, you know, do some comparison shopping by giving them a call. I've got a number here for you. Can go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com and get all the information you need. But their number is 866-288-0088. Again, it's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088.
Let's go back to the phones and the phone. We go to the amp lines where Rick is on the line in Ohio, and you can bring up anything. Rick, what's on your mind tonight? Do we have... Oh, wait a minute. Let me...
Jury duty.
Sorry, Rick. Start over. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, guys. I want to change subject and talk about jury duty.
All right.
I got my number called, and I got to go down Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
And
first time?
Oh, yeah, first time. Okay. Usually I try to get out of it, but I figured since incorporating myself into the liberty movement that I should do my part and go down and see if I can push some jury nullification if the case turns out to be a victimless crime.
There's a good chance it might be a victimless crime, and that means that you might be able to save somebody from going to a prison cell. So let's briefly let our audience know what jury nullification is, and then we'll get to whatever the question or issue or observation you wanted to share with us was. Mark, can you summarize jury nullification for the audience?
Jury nullification is the thousand-year right of juries in the English common law arena to be able to not just judge the defendant, but to judge the law that the defendant is being charged with. If those juries feel that those charges are not just that the defendant is innocent of what he's being accused of, but that what he is being accused of is wrong, they can find him not guilty.
Indeed. So, your what were you calling about regarding jury duty?
Well, my question is going through the gamut of questions I'm going to be asked to. Where would I find more information about positioning myself in a little bit better position to make it on a jury, and also to not, I don't know, find myself in any type of contempt of court for answering a question, like how could I find someone innocent if I don't believe in the bail or, you know, I'm saying in the law or...
Yep. Yeah, this is a good, this is a really important question. So we advise and recommend that people accept jury duty and go to it if you love the ideas of liberty. Because you really could help somebody out of going to prison in this case. But it's tricky to get past their process that is designed to ensure that the most ignorant people...
Doe-eyed, mouth-breathing mendicants.
Nationalistic people are the ones that are placed on the jury. So what I'd recommend you do is visit the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org, F-I-J-A. fija.org. They've got some great documents there, and one of them, at least one of them, I've read this information from them, but they've got some recommendations as to, you know, how to best answer some of these questions that you will inevitably be asked. They have a form that you have to fill out before you're even selected for the jury duty, because, you know, you start in a pool of potential jurors, and then they pick jurors from that pool. Those jurors may be dismissed for any reason whatsoever, and if they find out that you are a liberty-oriented person who, you know, they may actually ask a question on the form, something like, can you judge the law based on the facts of the case, or, you know, something like that, like to try to corner you into being one of their people, basically. And I don't have the questions in front of me, so I know I'm misreading what it might actually say. But they'll ask you questions to try to get you to reveal your beliefs. They might ask you what organizations you are a member. So, you know, if you're a member of the Libertarian Party or something like that, or some other obvious liberty organization, that could be a red flag. They recommend resigning from memberships temporarily. That way you're not telling a lie if you say, I'm not a member of any of, I don't have any memberships. Or, you know, maybe, you know, keep certain memberships like the Lions Club or something like that. But they recommend resigning while you're on the jury. That way you're not telling a lie and perjuring yourself in an attempt to get on said jury. As I recall, that was one of their suggestions. But go to fija.org. They've got the information. These guys are the experts at this, and they can definitely help you out over there. There's some good info on their site.
Sounds good.
Hey, anything else you want to get out there?
Yeah, actually, I'll bring up one more point. My girlfriend submitted a story that was on the show prep about it. We had another dog shooting in our area, apparently.
Oh, no.
uh, If a dog turns its back to the officer on multiple occasions and jumps up and down wagging its tail, apparently it's aggressive, and gave the officer due right to shoot it down. And that was a pretty big story in our area.
Is that the one that's number two on our site right now, another dog shooting in Sandusky?
Yep.
Thanks for the call and the heads up. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Steve is on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Steve.
Hi. I wanted to talk about health inspectors tonight.
Sure.
Basically, I used to work at a big retail book chain, and I had a cafe and a coffee shop in the back. And we would get, you know, routine state health inspections from time to time, and you know, the guy would come in and get a free cup of coffee and chat it up with the cute girls working behind the counter and check some things off on a clipboard and stick a thermometer in the refrigerator. Nothing too in-depth. In contrast, when the in-house inspections would occur, the people working in our cafe, they would hate this, because this lady would come in, the district, you know, supervisor would come in. She would spend hours, you know, in the store for her visit, and she would have them, you know, on their hands and knees, scrubbing underneath appliances and counters and checking everything, you know, that could possibly be checked.
Inspector 12. There's an old commercial out there of this this woman that would test Hanes briefs or something so rigorously that she was legendary. And she was, you know, when you get those old tags in with clothes inspected by 12,
yep,
she was
control.
Inspector 12.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing those when I was a kid. But it's just ridiculous that people would think that, you know, the last line of defense between them and, you know, a poison cup of coffee or rat feces in their carrot cake is this government inspector that, you know, comes in, he's there, you know, maybe 20 minutes, and, you know, he's enjoying a cup of coffee and some conversation more than he's really doing anything.
And your story isn't original. I mean, we've heard the same story over the years from different people in, you know, with the restaurant business who've really made it clear that the government inspectors are lazy bums.
Well, I don't think that that's necessarily true. They have the potential to be hard-nosed inspectors like any other, but they don't have the incentives.
Okay.
They
aren't present. True in every instance I've ever heard about.
I've certainly heard instances where government inspectors have given rigorous tests, but the thing is you don't get the consistency in your inspector. This inspector is the employee of everybody, every resident, and, you know, they're not accountable employees.
Good call tonight, Steve. Appreciate hearing from you. Hour 3's next. You can bring up anything that you would like at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you'd like to talk about government health inspections. It's all a big scam. The reason why you're protected is because the companies want you to come back for more someday. It's Free Talk Live.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.